The latest findings from the Center on Wisconsin Strategy, or COWS, show that Wisconsin has lost 24,000 jobs since June of 2007, with more than half of those in manufacturing. COWS Associate Director Laura Dresser adds the state's unemployment rate is at 5%, compared to the national rate of 4.6%. She says it's the first time Wisconsin has surpassed the national figure since the 1980s. Dresser says working families haven't had things so hard for nearly a decade.
The median four-person family income in the state is down about $6,000 from before the recession. Nationally, income is down about $2,000, but significantly less decline there than we've seen in Wisconsin. The other thing that I think is really discouraging about that median family income trend is that it's pretty far after the 2000 recession. In most recessions, our family income would have recovered by now.
Dresser adds nationally, only Indiana has a higher percentage of its workforce in the manufacturing sector than Wisconsin. But between recent layoffs and shutdowns at several major companies, she says state officials would be wise to invest in bolstering employment programs and technical skills education.
There's actually increasing green opportunities, too. I think that'll put money back into people's pockets, create jobs, making that efficiency possible, and reduce our dependency on external sources for energy.
COWS also advocates better child care, retirement security, and higher wages in its recommendations to improve Wisconsin's standing. Their full report is online at COWS.org. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.